Congress will have to hit the ground running when it gets back from its spring break next week. There's that deadline, of course, to avoid a government shutdown. But even that might not be lawmakers' first order of business. Joining us now with a look at the week ahead on Capitol Hill is Kate Hunter of Bloomberg Government. Nice to talk to you, Kate. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So there's a lot of talk lately that a health care replacement bill could make a comeback as lawmakers get back to work. What's going on?
Yeah, I guess they're putting it on life support. You know, there's an effort to revive the healthcare bill, which you'll remember was, you know, pulled very dramatically from the floor back in March when they didn't have the votes for it. Speaker Ryan was actually in London this week and said that they're told a group there that Republicans were putting the finishing touches on a new version of the legislation. What remains to be seen is whether this new version actually gets them any more votes than the old version.
Yeah, I mean, there's talk that there might not even be language for a new version at this point. I mean, are they going to be able to get this done in time before the shutdown vote happens?
I really, at this point, I mean, anything's possible, but I find it hard to imagine a scenario where they're going to be able to come back and within, you know, 2 or 3 days get together, as you said, legislative language, whip the vote. We had some reporting yesterday that said that they actually haven't started whipping anything, which means they haven't even started to try to figure out where the votes might be for this newer version. As you pointed out, there is no actual legislative language yet. I just find it hard to imagine a scenario where they'll get that all together, you know, in time to have a vote midweek, which is what they've kind of been talking about.
So what's behind all the pressure here?
I think there's a feeling that with Donald Trump's 100th day in office coming up on Saturday, that it would be a good thing from the Republican perspective to be able to at least show some momentum on this. Certainly, if you know they could repeal Obamacare, that would be a huge win for them. It's funny because when Trump came into office at the beginning of the year in January, it seemed like an Obamacare repeal was the first thing they were going to do out of the gate because it was low-hanging fruit. It was going to be an easy win for Trump in his first 100 days, and then it didn't turn out to be so easy. So I think, you know, there's going to be lots of stories written and lots of people going on TV talking about how the failure to repeal Obamacare is a, you know, black mark on the first 100 days of Trump's presidency. And so I think, you know, they would love to spare themselves that. And, you know, even if they don't end up getting a vote, I think there's a lot of noise being made about reviving it this week. You know, to try to at least show that there's some momentum they haven't given up.
Yeah, I wonder if some of that noise was behind that tweet we saw on Friday from President Trump about the ridiculous standard of the first 100 days.
Absolutely. It seems like, you know, the president is already trying to lower expectations. And, you know, the White House, I think, internally thinks the first 100 days is a silly construct. Sure, it's a silly construct, but it's a construct that's existed for a while, so it's the reality through which people are going to view the presidency. So whether you think it's silly or not, it's a thing.
Yeah, and it just so happens that the 100th day in office for President Trump is when the funding runs out unless Congress passes something to avoid a government shutdown, and I guess the White House is putting quite a lot of pressure to bear on that as well.
Absolutely. I mean, the optics of having a government shutdown be the capstone of Trump's first 100 days in office, they're really not, to put it mildly, are not good. It's certainly something that Republicans would, you know, want to avoid if they can. I think the difference, you know, one notable difference between now and 2013, when we did have the 16-day government shutdown, is that currently you have one party controlling both chambers of Congress and the White House, whereas we had divided government 4 years ago. So I think there's a real sense among Republicans that it's going to be hard to shift the blame to anyone but themselves if there is a shutdown because they control the levers of power in Washington.
Are they making matters more difficult, or at least is the president making matters more difficult by throwing the funding for his border wall into the debate here?
Well, that's a really interesting issue to watch in the coming days. I was really struck by Mick Mulvaney, his budget director, telling the Associated Press yesterday that Democrats were going to have to drop their opposition to border wall funding. Mulvaney said basically the White House isn't going to back down from that and that it's the top of their like list of demands. What he didn't say explicitly, which I think will be interesting to watch for, is, you know, whether or not the president would veto a spending bill that doesn't include the border wall funding. that to me is kind of the outstanding question, because I don't really, you know, Democrats have been very clear that they oppose this money that Trump's seeking for a border wall. And I don't see their position changing in the next, you know, week. And so the question is, do Republicans have the votes on their own without any Democrats to get this bill through the House with border wall funding in it? They definitely don't have the votes to get it through the Senate. But if they were able to get it, you know, through the House, that would put some pressure on the Senate to get, you know, to fund the government at least. But basically, if they aren't able to get the votes on their own in the House for it, I don't see a scenario under which they'd be able to pass a funding bill that includes the border wall funding. And then the question becomes, if Congress sends something to the president that doesn't include his chief demand, it's his first funding bill of his presidency, is he going to veto it?
Yeah, it makes it sound as though there aren't many scenarios that would result in a win for the president. Either there's no border wall funding or there's the possibility of a shutdown.
Exactly. And neither, as you say, neither one of those is a particularly good optic to have, especially when people, especially on a weekend when people are going to be writing lots of stories and making a lot of commentary about how his first, you know, the first portion of his presidency is gone. To have either of those scenarios play out certainly will not be the story that the White House wants.
Yeah, it makes it sound as though it's very difficult to predict what could happen in the coming week. But I mean, are we likely to see a government shutdown? What's your take?
You know, if you'd asked me that 24 hours ago, I probably would have said I don't think so, that I thought there was a bigger risk of a government shutdown happening in September when they have to at the start of the new fiscal year, which begins October 1st. So they'll have to go through this whole process again to fund the government, you know, through for fiscal 2018, which begins October 1st. So I think there's a real chance of a showdown yielding a shutdown in September, or I guess the shutdown would be early October. And I would have said I didn't think that they would have a shutdown this week, but I think Mulvaney's comments about the border wall funding definitely make the possibility of a shutdown more likely. Now, what they could do is they could pass a 1 or 2 week continuing resolution to keep the government running while they basically essentially buying themselves more time to figure out an agreement or to come up with an equation legislatively that can get the numbers to pass Congress. They may do that. The problem with that is that Democrats have said that they would only vote for a short-term continuing resolution if there's already basically an agreement in hand, that they would, you know, support a short-term extension, but only if only to basically give themselves time to go through the legislative motions of passing an agreement they've already reached. So if there is no agreement as of Friday, I don't know necessarily that there would be the votes to have a short-term CR, and then we would have a shutdown.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a very tense few days, just as Congress is getting back from its R&R. Wow. Thank you so much for this, Kate. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you, too.
Kate Hunter is with Bloomberg Government. You can find more of her work on the Bloomberg Terminal and at bgov.com. From the Bloomberg 99.1 Newsroom in Washington, I'm Nathan Hager. And we'll stop the tape.